FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker segment's brought to you by the Olby Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. The number is 620-475-3386.
The Olby Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olby, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 15th of September. 64 degrees on our way to a high near 80 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Dwayne Haskett. In to preview his participation in Bike MS coming up September 23rd and 24th. And his fine fundraising efforts that have been going on for years. Dwayne, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ron.
Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Yes.
Well,
yes, indeed. Happy to talk and promote my upcoming bike ride.
Well, how long have you been involved with Bike EMS here, Dwayne, as we talk about what's going to be taking place here for you this upcoming weekend?
My first year of riding it was 1994, so 29 years.
Boy, oh boy,
that's crazy.
You've been at it for a while, haven't you, huh?
Yes, and I've seen a lot of changes along the way with technology, how I fundraised, you know. I've overcame a few obstacles, you know, but still at it.
Well, thanks for all you've done. You've raised, any idea how much money you've raised all told?
Well, some things haven't been computed up into office, but my best guess is, I think, $3,376, but it seems to be changing daily, you know, so that's just like a guess at this moment.
So that's just for this year, right?
Yeah, just this year.
Okay.
Now, after all the years, I have no idea. I'm guessing between $30,000 or $40,000,
yeah,
in the past 29 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Dwayne Haskett joining us. Bike MS coming up September 23rd and 24th. So where does the biking happen, Dwayne?
It happens outside the Garmin complex in Olathe, and it goes through the rural areas of, like, Miami, Johnson, and Douglas counties, through some small towns like Spring Hill, Edgerton, Eudora, DeSoto, and spends the night up in Lawrence, Kansas, at the fairgrounds.
So are you biking your way there to the bike route, or are you going to drive there and then start biking away from there next weekend?
No. I'll have family to, like, drive me up there and back, you know, so I'll be biking from the site.
So how long is the routes both days?
Well, there's different options, but there's a long route, about 73 miles, and a short route, about 36. The next day, the long one's a little less, I think around 67. The short's about the same. And if you're hardcore, there's a century option if you want to do that and can't get enough.
So which routes will you be taking?
Probably the long one on the Saturday. The next day, I don't know, it'll have to depend on the weather, what kind of shape I'm in, so I probably won't be totally sure until the next day.
Well, Dwayne, what kind of shape are you in?
Well, I hope good enough, you know. I mean, that recently, like, heat, you know, kind of sidelined me a little bit, but now it's cooled off the past week. I've been sort of getting out there, you know, biking to work and stuff, so I think I'm getting there.
Well, yeah, you see Dwayne around town on the bike quite often. Dwayne Haskett is our guest here this morning, participating, raising money in the Bike MS Challenge coming up September 23rd and 24th. So what got this all started? Why involved in Bike MS, Dwayne?
Well, it's kind of on sort of an accident. I was I was leisurely biking out in the country almost a year before that, and I saw a bunch of riders, and they, oh, we're doing bike MS and talked. I go, maybe I'll try it next year. And then this is when it used to be centered in Topeka, and I gave it a try, and things were a lot different then. I used to get all these spreadsheets and stuff, you know, and I wasn't even on the internet yet, and I was still in door to door, and to my surprise, and then it was like a one time thing, but I left, and surprisingly, I collected more than I dreamed of, like about 780, and when I did ride well, I did the wrong thing both days. I survived it well. I can do it next year. I'll be a little say though. I was definitely tired for a few days, and as I remember, it's when I did it. It was more of the middle of September, and it was like summer. You know, September, it can still get in the 90s. Yeah. So I'll do it again, and I'm still at it.
You mentioned here about the fundraising changes. Do you rely a lot on social media now, as opposed to the door to door?
Oh yes, since about 2010, it's the majority of it's is online, and then some people still like mail in or drop by like checks, you know, and. I used to get a lot more cash things, you know, not so much now, although I did get one, you know, so that hasn't gotten away totally.
Well, how can we donate and support Dwayne Haskett's Bike MS effort?
Well, there's a site of the Kansas City Bike Ride MS Society, and like events, and look, there's a Kansas City Ride, and then look for riders, which would be me, Dwayne Haskett, and people like 20 that way, use the credit or debit card and donate how much they want to accordingly.
And if we wanted to drop off a check, how would we do that here?
Well, I worked at the Sweet Granada, you know, they can drop it in while I'm working. Some I've had about 3 or 4 people have done that, you know. And
you there in the afternoons?
Yes, yes, I'm in the afternoons until close, Monday through Friday.
Okay,
outstanding. Sounds good, Dwayne. Anything else you want us to bring up here this morning? Because it sounds like you're pretty well teed up for another successful ride here coming up next weekend.
Well, I just want to thank all the donors. You know, you mentioned Thank You Day. Well, I guess that'd be appropriate for me to say, you know, thank you for all the donors, you know, which I know I've had a lot of success, but it's still by no means easy. I don't take it for granted, you know. I mean, I keep thinking about that COVID year, which I almost didn't that year, but then I had a couple donors, you know, that sort of like, well, I guess I'm now, and it did virtual though, so I just, I guess I'll keep doing it as long as I'm physically able to, and I keep donors, and it's my way to help people, you know. That's about it.
Well, thank you for all you do. You've done a wonderful job with Bike MS for decades now, and
yeah,
Dwayne mentioned upward $30,000-$40,000. That is significant. And what's just about what $3,000 so far this year?
Yes, right now about almost 3,376. And I want to add that the drive goes on till the end of October, so I'll still take money, you know, like after event, you know.
Well, good luck with the rides here coming up next weekend, Dwayne.
Absolutely, Dwayne.
And keep us posted. We'll be following you. I know you put a lot of posts up on Facebook, and
yeah,
we can kind of follow you that way.
All righty, and I'll email you and let you know how it goes afterwards.
I appreciate it, Dwayne. Thanks.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye now.
Yeah, Dwayne Haskett, who's participating once again in Bike MS. coming up September 23rd and 24th, does a great job with that. And he's taking the long route first day, Chuck.
Taking the long way home. There you go.
Good deal. So thanks to Dwayne, and best of luck. And if you want to donate, drop a check off Sweet Granada. Dwayne's there in the afternoons.
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, you can't go any next week because next week is full, and the week of the 25th now is better than half full. We do have a couple of spots, one the 26th and one the 28th. Those are the next available dates. So if you want either of those, call us at 620-342-1400. We're about a month out from the cut of Flint Hills Technical College, and Amy Hall will be joining us to talk about that in more detail Monday morning.
And our Newsmaker brought to you this morning, Prime Time Newsmaker, brought to you by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Opie Chicken House. 736, 64 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
20 ribeyes for $35. Going on now at Flint Hills Mall. This one-time chance to get 20 ribeyes for $35.